You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
It's time for a Halloween episode. There's a lot at stake. Get it? Oh, come on. There's only so many jokes a vampire can do. What? You try to make something up.
Speaking of making something up, thanks to everyone who sent in scripts for our Halloween episode. After reviewing all the submissions, I couldn't decide on just one script, so I've mashed them all together and put in lines from each entry. So congratulations to Nick, Lawrence, Edwin, Chris, Alar, Frank, and Micah. Did I get the name right this time? You folks have all put words into the digital camera's mouth, or speaker, or whatever it is for this episode. So here we go.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here. Sure is spooky taking a shortcut through this abandoned warehouse, especially at night. I love spooky. Don't you, Specular MSB 4500 camera?
I work with you, don't I? You're as spooky as they come.
Wow, this place is a mess. What did you say they used to make here?
Machines that destroy all life forms on Earth.
That can't be good. You know, What was that?
That sounds like a chainsaw.
Ooh, I hope not.
My zoom lens just contracted.
But just in case, maybe we'd better get out of here by leaving.
You are going the wrong way.
Quick! Through this door! Whew! That was close.
It wouldn't have been as close if you'd listened to me and stayed home buying me more memory instead of dragging me.
Wait a minute. What did it say on that tiny sign on the door?
Warning. We are not responsible for anyone or anything that may try to harm, destroy, hurt, impair, abolish, obliterate, wipe out, or vaporize you. Have a nice day.
Wow! That sure is a lot to fit onto a tiny sign. I love tiny informative signs. That thing is getting closer. Is there anything in here we can use to defend ourselves?
Use the sign on the door.
Good idea! Here it comes! It's horrible! It looks like one of those... Oh, what's the name of that thing I'm thinking of?
Horror movies. Old security guard. A Zamboni. Pumpkinhead. Republicans. A devilish-looking marshmallow. Celine Dion impersonator.
That's the thing I was thinking of? We're goners. Unless you have some brilliant plan.
1 minute later.
Wow! That was one brilliant plan. I want to write it down. Can you say it again? Briefly? Like in 15 seconds?
All chainsaw-wielding maniacs have daddy issues. He just needed a hug.
I love it! And the best part is, we did it all in less than 4 minutes. Hey, wait a second. What's that thing coming towards us? Oh no. It's...
The real Celine Dion.
My hat will go on, but not yours.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast, where we stop the stopwatch and just talk about stuff. A big welcome aboard for any of you who are joining us after listening to that live episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Glad to have you here. This Halloween episode of Comedy Forecast was a lot of fun. Comedy Forecast listeners rock. And write. Speaking of which, I want to give thanks to a few people who have left great written reviews, like that segue, for Comedy Forecast over at iTunes. Thanks to Present Memory, and then two people who left reviews who I think are just trying to trick me with the names. First one I'm going to spell. It's P-S-H-A-N-E-M-C. I'm not going to try to pronounce that. And the second one is literally, I can't think of one. That's their name. If you want to leave a review for Comedy Forecast, it's pretty easy. Go to iTunes, go to the podcast section, and then do a power search for Comedy Forecast. And remember, all one word with the number 4. Recently, I had the pleasure to be in an episode of Bells in the Bat Free. John Bell, who runs the show, asked a bunch of podcasters if they wanted to write a little segment to be in one of his episodes. I was happy to do it. I'll have a link to the episode in the show notes. I just returned from PodCamp Boston 2, the sequel. Had a great time there, met some interesting people, and caught up with a bunch of other friends. One last exciting piece of news. Comedy Forecast is now in the Hall of Fame at the Podcast Pickle, alongside such great shows as Slice of Sci-Fi, Coverville, Geek Fu Action Grip, and Seventh Son. And I couldn't have done it without your help. Thanks for adding me as a favorite over at Podcast Pickle. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, you can email me at comedyforecast@gmail.com or give a call to area code 206-333-1339. And that number is in the United States. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.